Everett, can I ask your assistance on this? One, two. Let's see what we're doing. We'll get the sound system going as we get into the meeting here. I hope everybody can hear me in the meantime. Thank you for coming to the November 19th meeting of the Klutz Advisory Committee. My name is Sam Spiegel. I am your chair of the committee, and I represent the California Peace Officers Association on the board. Our first order of business is first to obviously call the meeting to order, which consider that done. Gavel and all. It's done. And it's my honor and opportunity to introduce to everybody for the first time formally our new CEGIS director. Many of you know Joe Dominic. Was at Joe's swearing in last week. And Joe comes to us with 23 years of service to the Department of Justice. He's worked both in the business and technical bureaus of CEGIS. In his prior assignments, he was Bureau Chief of the Criminal Justice Information Technology Services Bureau. And as I go through this bio, you will find that nobody in our industry has longer titles than the Department of Justice. That bureau is responsible for application systems and databases that support the Division of Law Enforcement and law enforcement agencies throughout the state. Joe also assisted in the establishment of the Network Information Security Unit, which is the NISU, in 1999, which is responsible for the oversight of all of DOJ's security-related matters, administrative investigations, and special projects. His leadership's enabled him to aid in the continued protection of the DOJ systems and assist with DOJ security policy requirements. He's also served as the CEGIS FBI Data Information Security Officer for the department. Joe's maintained the department's position of leadership within the criminal justice community by leveraging his business and technical experience and organizational change management to bring CEGIS to a model of efficiency, productivity, performance within state government. He's also implemented some business workflow processes, policy, legislation recommendations, and enterprise architecture frameworks, governance, disaster recovery, and application of maintenance, service management, and project portfolio management processes. Joe serves on a variety of committees and working groups, including the DOJ Strategic Planning Committee, National FBI Security and Access Committee, the FBI Security Policy Working Group, which sets forth the national policy for access to the FBI's criminal justice information system. With all of that, please join me in welcoming Joe to our committee.
Chair Spiegel, that called in the cavalry.
Well, thank you. Yeah, there was a time when I knew how to do this, but I rid myself of my hard drive void. Thank you, Krista. Test 1, 2. Can you hear me? There we go.
It's alive.
Now yours is live, mine is. Krista, is there a separate button for this one, Mike?
The top button should be your speaker.
We're live. Thank you. For those of you who don't know, that was Krista Saunders, our city clerk for the city of Folsom. Thank you. All right, Mr. Secretary, would you please call the roll?
For the California Peace Officers Association, CAC Chair Sam Spiegel.
Here.
For the California Department of Justice, CEGIS Director Joe Dominic.
Here.
For the League of California Cities, Folsom City Manager Everett Palmer.
Here.
For the California Police Chiefs Association, Folsom Police Department Chief Cynthia Renault.
Here.
For the California Highway Patrol, Chief Information Officer Chief Scott Howland.
Here.
For the Office of Emergency Services, Assistant Director Karen Wong.
Here.
For the California State Sheriff's Association, Tuolumne County Sheriff James Mealy.
Here.
For the California State Association of Counties, Larry Spikes. For the California Peace Officers Association, Mark Shaw. For the Department of Motor Vehicles, Chief Frank Alvarez.
Here.
Chief Spiegel, we have a quorum.
Thank you. At this time, I'd like everyone to rise and join me in a moment of silence for all of those that are protecting our country and those that were lost in France and those that continue to serve. Thank you, everyone. Please be seated. Okay, just a little bit of housekeeping for those of you that are not familiar with the facility. The restrooms are out these doors to the right, another right, will be on the left-hand side. In the very unlikely event that we have an emergency that necessitates evacuation, both doors exit out into the patio area and then out into the parking lot. Very easy access both ways. And then the last request is that if you do speak, would you please voluntarily identify yourself and speak into the microphone so that we are sure to accurately document the meeting. The meeting is recorded and the recorded session of the meeting will be posted to the DOJ site. With that, I'd like to start with staff introductions. I'll start with Steve and ask you to move across, and then we will go to voluntary audience introductions.
Steve Kennedy, Department of Justice.
Mark Hayward, Department of Justice.
Maria Cranston, Department of Justice.
Michelle Mitchell, Department of Justice.
Anthony Jones, Microsoft.
Rick Scheuer with Microsoft.
Stuart McKay with Microsoft.
Dave Moss, Electronic Frontier Foundation.
Mitch Vagovich, Governor's Office of Emergency Services.
Kirk Wilkerson, North Carolina Sheriff's Department.
Brett Parks, the War Police Department.
Tom Bruce, Cyberspace Department, and Sheriff of the SSPS.
Chris Chambers, DOJ.
Shelly McCarron, Anaheim PD.
Charmaine Moore, Anaheim PD.
Mike Brown, San Bernardino County Sheriff's.
Dustin Moore, San Bernardino County Sheriff's.
Bob Mankus, System Exchange Corporation.
Robin Robles, DOJ.
Julie Dasco, Department of Justice.
Alan Frazier, Alameda County Probation.
Thank you, everyone. This morning, we had an opportunity to hear in the SSPS meeting a presentation by Microsoft on 365 cloud computing, and I'm going to ask Tom Bruce to update us on that later in the agenda. I'll move to the Executive Secretary's report and ask Chief Gann to present that.
Good morning, everyone. I want to first apologize Everett, either a bulb is out or some of the formatting changed because it's not in green. Candy and I tried to fix it earlier but weren't able to. But just want to report a couple things from the last meeting. It's the action items that collects potential misuse statistics and collects statistics. We had two action items, the first being from the last meeting where Lodi PD needed to become compliant with the physical protection policy. We have received the email from them. Mark Hayward passed that out, and their compliance letter is within your packets. The other action item we had was Chief Renault was going to reach out to Anaheim Police Department Chief regarding compliance state with the security awareness training. She spoke to them. As a result, Anaheim Police Department will be compliant by January 2016, and they're going to be using Next Test. Maria Cranston will be presenting on this later in the agenda, and Anaheim Police Department is here. The class potential misuse statistics from July to October show that we did a journal searches in the amount of 45, possible misuse within an own agency, 22, and misuse within another agency is 23. Statistics for this reporting period are roughly the same that they usually are. We had a total messages of 248 million inbound and 249 million outbound. And as you can see, peak day is 3 million inbound and 3.2 million outbound, and peak hours are 220,000 and 212,000. That's all I have to report from this one. Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. At this time, ask Tom Bruce to come forward on behalf of the SSPS. And Tom, if you could just kind of give us an update on the meeting. This is probably the first time in a long time we don't have any recommendations to vote on from the committee. But.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. The SSPS met, and we had an introduction by two newest members, Amy Beckley from the California Highway Patrol, and Chris, Hitchens, from the Sacramento County Sheriff's Department, representing the California Police Officers Association. Amy is representing the California Highway Patrol, so thank you for those nominations. I'm looking forward to the contributions they bring to the table. We also had a presentation from Microsoft, as you mentioned, to talk about their 365 solution in the cloud, and it provided for quite the lively conversation and just a good discussion on cloud computing and trying to get there at some point. I think there's still some good questions that came about that will need some further vetting, but it's here, it needs to be addressed. We need to wrap our arms around it and get our law enforcement community over this hurdle of cloud computing. They've talked about how they are CJIS compliant, which is a huge hurdle on their behalf. So congratulations to Microsoft for that achievement. Stuart is here in the audience today that made the presentation, and as you heard from the introductions, Microsoft is well represented here. We also talked about where the Standing Strategic Planning Subcommittee will go next and what technologies we want to look at and bring forward as recommendations. A lot of discussion on really a variety of concerns or issues and technology and emerging technology and things that have a nexus to CLETS and basically what we have been tasked to do. So I have to say that we had probably one of the best turnouts I've seen at the SSPS meeting. We filled the room, and it was really nice to see everyone in attendance and the contributions that occurred. So really some good discussions out of that. Other than that, we did have a few public forum comments, and if those people are here for your meeting, I'm sure that they'll take the same opportunity to provide comment as they did in our meeting. So with that, I don't have anything further. If there's any questions that I can answer for the committee, I'd be more than happy to engage that.
Any questions of the committee? Okay, thank you, Tom.
You bet.
So as an add-on, a takeaway from that presentation, as it stands today, the Microsoft is the only CJIS compliant cloud service in California, although other providers are working with DOJ to obtain the same approval. What we have found, and that has been essential, and that we want to ensure that we get the communication out to our constituents in law enforcement, is that while there is a CJIS compliant solution available, the intricacies of adding that as a service places many responsibilities, both on the provider as a partner to your agency, to use a favorite term of Microsoft, partner, but also that the agencies have to be responsible for. And DOJ is working with Microsoft and any other provider that comes along wanting to see this compliance for cloud offerings to ensure that there is some sort of a walkthrough list that tells the agency that's considering moving to the cloud who is responsible for what to ensure that you can make that move. It is probably an inevitable transition of technology, but it is not as simple as just saying we're going to start using the cloud as opposed to providing our own equipment in the back room. And so to ensure that we have the highest level of understanding and expectations for our clients, that being our representative peers, that they understand, we think it's real important, and we're glad the DOJ is working with the providers to ensure that that occurs. It is most important because when you reach out and you look at cloud services, your cloud services is a pricing component. But if you don't know what all of those other steps are that you have to provide and step through, you really don't have a picture of what your cost component in its total is. And that is absolutely essential to everyone that's making decisions right now. Many agencies that we've all heard from have offered that, it's time to replace X number of servers, and it's time to upgrade our network. You know, what are we going to do? Hey, maybe we should go to cloud. Maybe now's the time. You need to know what the total cost of that is, and I think that this walkthrough or matrix or whatever it ends up being entitled will be a tremendous help to everyone in that, and hopefully will aid in the handshake that will be occurring between that and the application upgrades as they go through DOJ, because CAS has been working on and continues to improve that application process. We hope to see that get even smoother for those that are looking to go to the cloud.
Sam, I have a question on that. This matrix or
turn the mic. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank, considering these are my council chambers. Should probably have done that, but I am so glad you're here. I can appreciate that. Sam, is there any timeline on when this walkthrough list or matrix might be completed and made available to agencies?
We asked the same question, and I might defer to our newest member of the CAC and ask our CJIS director if maybe he's willing to put a little pressure on and give him a timeline.
Yeah, we do have.
Welcome to the committee.
We had one meeting with Microsoft about really, and Sam brings a good point out about responsibilities and ROI. You know, there's still costs associated when you go to the cloud, and there's this no understanding that if you go to the cloud, you get to release your, you know, staff and maybe, you know, not just infrastructure but resources behind it. There's always administrative and technical and all those policy things. But going back to the application process, trying to get that, had a good meeting with Microsoft, but there's still a lot of work to be done to finalize the matrix. And at this point, it's really in Microsoft's court. I think Julie and the team at CJIS met with Microsoft and went through all the processing and how we can better streamline it and what is needed between law enforcement and Microsoft as far as responsibilities. And I'm hesitant to say what the timeline is, but it's really on Microsoft's court to respond to that. And we're hoping that it will be very, very soon. And don't have a time frame outside of that.
All right, well, I'll go to our second string. Stuart, care to make a commitment on behalf of Microsoft?
Welcome to the committee. First of all,
just step to the mic so we can comments on the record.
First of all, let me say it's a privilege to be here. I said earlier today, it's truly a privilege for us to be here and participate in enabling the law enforcement mission. This is not a unique challenge here. I shared this earlier. This is going on across the country. It's private sector and public sector. Everybody's struggling with this generational change happening in technology. It's in our personal lives. It's in our public lives. It's in our business lives. We've been working through a lot of iterations and generations of documentation and appropriate documentation. It's my expectation, I'll be very crisp, that we can come to the next CAC meeting and actually have some tangible applications to present. I can tell you we have a number of customers in the room today that have applications in their pockets. They desperately want to bring them forward, but we're just working through some iterations. So if I could be as crisp to say that we would really like to be here maybe at the next meeting with some applications for people to look at and review, ideally have something that's vetted and ready for approval. That would be a goal I would set. Hopefully Joe will be okay with that.
That's fine, Stuart. One of the things I think that we'd like to do at DOJ is when we did the agreement documents, the legal mm-hmm. document, and also we did the one-page summary, mm-hmm. which we'll make available to everyone if you don't have that, but make a revision to that to include that the matrix document is a required document by Microsoft and also to be kept updated.
Yep.
As you know, policy is always evolving. It's not static, and it's a commitment. And just you and I talked about. So I think having that in the language is going to go a long way to ensure what the expectation is for the agreement to work. It's not simply the security aspect of that is in compliance, but it's also end-to-end.
Yep.
I want to revise that, and I'll be working with everyone within DOJ and then Microsoft to finalize that just going forward.
We'd be ecstatic to do that. And if I could just share some general concept of the heavy lifts that we've done a ton of work already. So, fingerprint and background check of employees is a real big challenge. It's a challenge for us as a company. Any industry company is going to, have a challenge with that. How do you do that? That was a huge lift to get over. The audits and infrastructure review process and procedures, big, big challenge. And the level of documentation and transparency we provide, it's overwhelming. Hyperscale computing is a whole new generation of stuff. And then the third thing, which Joe mentioned too, how do we contractually commit to this? We felt it was important for us to put not only our fingerprints and our audits out in front, but actually contractually commit and sign on the dotted line. This is new for everybody. So I got to give DOJ a lot of credit, as well as a number of visits. I don't want to just say California is the only one, but I like to give California credit. But a lot of organizations across the country and up at the national level as well have been working really hard to help solve this and demystify it, and so we can move forward responsibly.
Well, then we'll agendize an update. Actually, would be real proactive and agenda is a presentation of the crosswalk, and hopefully that's what we have for that meeting, end of the first quarter.
Welcome to the committee.
Well, thank
can
you
I be excused now?
All right, our next item of business is upgrade service, and committee will see that there are 17 upgrade applications. These don't need to be voted upon. These were approved by DOJ management under the guidelines of the PPPs. For the record, they are Bay Area Rapid Transit, Burbank Police, Coloma Police, Corona Police, Escondido, Eureka, Fortuna, Hillsborough, Indio, Oceanside, Ontario, Piedmont, San Diego County Sheriffs, San Jose Police, U.S. Marshal Service, Northern California, U.S. Department of State Bureau of Diplomatic Security, and the Yolo County Sheriff's Department. I stand corrected, Yuba, not Yolo. And our next item is applications calendar. And with that, I'm going to ask CAS Manager Maria Cranston to present the applications.
Good afternoon, committee members. I have two applications I'll be presenting to the committee for access to CLETS. The first one is the California Maritime Academy Police Department, also known as California State University Maritime Police Department. This PD is a fully vested police department responsible for law enforcement functions on campus as well as a mile beyond the campus. They are authorized for 11 officers and qualify under Penal Code 830.2C. Previously, the applicant had received CLETS information from California State University San Jose Police Department via fax. However, the fax machine was shared with another non-law enforcement unit, so it wasn't secure, and they were not receiving information in a timely manner. Therefore, they are requesting from a CLETS client of their own. CAS staff recommends approval.
Any questions of Maria on the application? Entertain a motion.
I'll move that we accept this application and grant access to California Maritime Academy Police Department.
Motion, we have a second. Second by Sheriff Meehan. Any comment from the public? Seeing none, I'll call for the question. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Proceed with the next application, please.
Okay, the next applicant is the U.S. Army Military Ocean Terminal Concord Police Department. This agency is responsible for all law enforcement operations and access control for the Military Ocean Terminal Concord. They qualify under Penal Code 830.8 and Title 28 of the Code of Federal Regulations, Section 20.3G. They do have 22 federal law enforcement officers, and they are also requesting CLETS access in order to receive the law enforcement information in a more timely manner. And CAS staff does recommend approval.
Are there any questions of Maria on the report? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll move approval.
Moved by Palmer.
I'll second.
Second by Dominic. Any comment from the public? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, Maria.
Thank you.
I know I let you sit down, and you're going to be coming back up. For the record, Lodi Police Department is compliant. We reported on that at the last meeting, and I will refer to Maria for an update on Anaheim Police Department, please.
Stemming from the March 2014 FBI audit, the audit revealed that Anaheim Police Department had 8 non-compliance issues, which the FBI CJIS security awareness training is the only administrative or remaining administrative item that needs to be resolved, and Anaheim Police Department representatives are here.
Okay, thank you. Our next item of business is a closed session.
They're going to give an update.
Oh, they can.
Good afternoon. My name is Shelly McCarron. I'm Police Division Commander with Support Services.
Hello, my name is Charmaine Darmore, Anaheim PD.
And for the issue with our next test, we are already in process of getting that completed. As we left the station the other day, we had over 300 people that already completed it, so we're right on target to complete it for January.
Very good.
Okay. Any other questions?
Any other questions Okay.
Thank you.
Pursuant to Government Code Section 11126C, 18 sub B, notwithstanding any other provisions of law, state body, any regular or special meeting may meet in closed session pursuant to subparagraph A, upon which 2/3 votes of the members present for the meeting. This is legal language that everybody's looking around saying, what are you talking about? In essence, this is to be able to review issues that would affect security of the network in such a way that discussion of that in public would create vulnerability to the network of those details. Under the government code, it requires an individual voicing of the vote to move to closed session by each member. So I would ask a vote of yay to adjourn to closed session. And I'll start with Karen on the left and move to my right.
Yes.
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 We'll adjourn for approximately 15 minutes, and we will rejoin you after that. Thank you.